Sabres Hockey is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Sabres is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Culver's of Lake Halley, and by Barry Global of Chippewa Falls. Now with the Sabres pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Greg Stewart and Michaela Hogan.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening from the Chippewa Ice Arena tonight. It's Sabres hockey as CFM hosts Hayward. And they say familiarity breeds contempt, but I think in this case it breeds respect, as these two teams have played already a couple of games, and here we've set midway through the season, the rubber match here of the three games. Michaela Hogan, the Chi High Hall of Famer to my left here at the booth, and Michaela, it's a game that is going to decide who wins the season series here.
Yeah, you never really want to see a team three times, but it's better when you've split the season matchup so far 1-1 in a couple pretty good hockey games. So, they're going to get a little bit out of it. The game doesn't mean a whole lot in the grand scheme of things, but I think it's good that they both know each other pretty well. They probably have a good game plan in place, and they can go play their game out there.
Hayward at 10-5. They are on a roll. They've won six straight and beat the Sabres in the Holiday Classic here 4-2. And oddly enough, Hayward came down here and beat us 4-2, and we went up to Hayward and knocked off the Hurricanes earlier this season by a 3-2 count. So, just hit the road, and you can win hockey games here. CFM comes in 7-6, 2-3 in the BRC, but they played a lot of close games. In fact, 8 of 13 games have been decided by two goals or less. So really close ones. Hayward beat us with an open netter. That was really a one-goal game, too. So they've been playing it tough, CFM, and seem to have improved since we saw them last.
Yeah, for sure. They're kind of playing the same game defensively. They're seeing that, giving up the same amount of shots. The difference really has been starting to put the puck in the net. They scored 5 against Western Wisconsin earlier this week, which is big on only 20-ish shots. So putting 5 goals in on 20-ish shots from earlier in the season, you were scoring 2 on 35. That means things are kind of moving in the right direction for them.
Now they're going to look to that first line. You got Brianna, the top scorer on the team with 18 points, and then Joey Sheminar on that first line. And Paige is the fourth leading scorer on the team. So you got to get some production out of that first line here.
Yeah, continuing to rely on them to put the puck in the net. They kind of been carrying everything this whole year, and just look to more of that. Their chemistry has really grown, and they always seem to know each other on the ice.
Tony Menard up here with us on the pregame show. Coach, good to be with you again after the first of the year, and a team that is 7-6, but you got really a lot of confidence in this team, and told me that you are very happy with how they're progressing this year.
Yeah, I think it was a big step in the right direction on Tuesday, going and playing a team we lost 7-1 earlier in the season. Didn't go up there and compete against them up at their place the way we wanted to, and kind of had a chance to redeem ourselves on Tuesday. And we were able to find the back of the net, do a lot of good things through the neutral zone to make sure that we got some good rushes going the other way and get some girls in some open ice and some opportunities, and they took advantage of it.
That was a Somerset victory. They were number 6 in the state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're a good hockey team. They got the second and third leading scorer, I think, in the state, and we were able to hold them to 1 point between the two of them. So, we got a couple other nice girls, out here tonight, and we want to make sure that we're able to keep them, at bay as best that we can and keep their shots outside. And if, we take the same approach, kind of how we did against Weeks and Herta on Tuesday, hopefully, we have the same outcome here tonight.
Hayward, third time around, not typically in a schedule you play three teams, one team three times in a season this early, but is that an advantage? I mean, you should know the modus operandi of Hayward by now.
Yeah, we know what type of team they are. We're 2-2 against them in the last two seasons, and we're looking to really find a way to make sure that we're coming out here and taking advantage of you know, some of the things that they lack in, and understand what they want to do on their forecheck and on their power play, and try to make sure that they keep the puck off of their top end girls.
All right, for tonight, what are you looking for your team to do besides get the W here? How would you like to see your team compete on the ice here tonight?
Yeah, play 5-on-5. I think all season we've done a really good job at 5-on-5 hockey. Our message in the locker room has been we want to get our 4 goals a game. We feel that if we do that, and if we would have done that a little bit more throughout the season, you know, we would have a couple more wins in our win column right now. So go out, get our 4 goals. Try to limit them to 2. That's always been an objective of ours, and try to get our 30 shots. And I know, you know, we were pretty close to getting that on Tuesday. We were short in the shot column. And kind of gave up one on a power play. So, you know, got to find a way to clean up some of those small things. And if we're able to take and get those objectives each game, I think the rest of the season we're going to be in every single game.
Well, you start the year with, you know, some new players. You got some kids coming back, but you lose some key players from the state tournament championship team last year. What has been the biggest areas of growth in this team from day one to right now, middle of January?
Just overall confidence, trying to work on our special teams. We were giving up a lot of special teams goals, whether when we were on the power play giving up shorthanded goals, or you know, when we were shorthanded and giving up too many goals in that situation. That's gotten a lot better. I think last year, you know, just with having the seniors take a big role in that aspect, in that part of the game, you know, you could see the inexperience, I think, early on. But, you know, over time, it's gotten a lot better. So we want to make sure that we're still improving. You know, we want to get more power play opportunities and more power play goals than what we've been doing. And, you know, if we find a way to, you know, get up towards that 85-90% on our kill and try to get up to that 20% on our power play, you know, the rest is going to take care of itself on 5-on-5 for us.
Now, you had some great players last year that have moved on to play college hockey. And some of these young ladies kind of relied on them, you know, Sid Polzine and Ella and, and those players. Have they kind of taken ownership of the team now? I mean, they've said, okay, those players are gone. We're going to carve our own niche here.
Yeah, it took a little bit at the beginning of the year just for them to kind of get out of their comfort zone and get in feel for their new roles. And we told them that, you know, we're not going to have just one individual, you know, take the whole, you know, the bull by the horns in the scoring column. It's going to take, you know, a handful of individuals. And, you know, when you look at our scoring right now, you know, you got Brianna and Paige and Joey. Those girls are starting to step up in that area. You know, we're getting some good play on our defensive side with, you know, Addie's been chipping in. She's got 8 assists. And for a new girl back at defense, that definitely helps, you know, with that transition when the D are able to get, you know, quality chances to the net and our forwards are able to put those rebounds in.
All right, Tony Menard, looking forward to tonight's game and watching this team grow.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. Tony Menard, head coach of the CFM Sabres here tonight hosting the Hayward Hurricane, CFM 7-6 overall. And Hayward comes down at 10-5, and we'll talk more about tonight's game. Get Michaela's keys, Toyson Motors, Toyson Ford keys to the game coming up on our pregame show here tonight. High school hockey on WOGO. Stay tuned.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has 2 full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Back here at the Chippewa Ice Arena, it's Thursday night high school hockey, CFM. The Chippewa Falls, McDonald, Chi High, and Menominee team taking up Hayward, which is a seven-school co-op. Hayward, Ashland, Barron, Rice Lake, Shell Lake, Siren, and Spooner. So both coaches have the challenge of molding schools, players from different schools, into the same team, cohesive unit, and both have done a very good job. Last year, CFM beat Hayward 4-0 in the regionals. First time in 7 years that CFM advanced to the sectionals. And, of course, we know what happened at the end of the season, winning the championship, beating University School down in Wisconsin Rapids. Both teams have tasted the championship. Hayward back in 2016 and 13, and they lost to U School in 2015, but they've been there as well as CFM. So, Michaela, let's talk about our Toys and Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. What do you think the keys are from your vantage point tonight for a CFM victory?
A big thing is it's a freshman goalie for Hayward, and she's very strong in net. She's having a great season, but she's only seeing like 20 pucks a game.
Mm-hmm.
So if CFM can continue getting good quality shots on net and kind of bombard her there, I think that they'll have a good opportunity to put in those four or five goals that Tony wants. Another thing is Hayward is notoriously physical, and seeing this team for the third time in the season, things might start to get a little bit heated. And just making sure that we're being smart out there and using our heads and not, you know, parading to the box. We're still seeing over four penalties a game. And, again, our PK percentage isn't high enough to allow that. So to try to play that five-on-five hockey like Tony had mentioned as well.
All right, there you go. Our Toys and Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Our goalie matchup tonight, as Michaela mentioned, a freshman will lead them for Hayward. It's Greta Wobler at 9-5 record, a 2.55 goals against average and a save percentage of .882. And for CFM, playing very well between the pipes is Cassandra Herr. She is 7-6 and goals against average of .290 at .890 save percentage. She is a sophomore, and I think Michaela, as I've seen her, seems to get better every game.
Yeah, you know, they've done a really good thing this year, getting a goalie coach coming up to practice too and working with her, which is a huge move when you have a younger goaltender who didn't get to see a lot of game action last year. Having that one-on-one coaching is helpful. And, yeah, she's absolutely, she's showing up. I think her confidence has just grown and grown. She's freezing those pucks that she'd let kind of play before getting her team more whistles, and that's a huge sign of a goalie that's kind of growing into themselves.
And when she's confident, it spills over to the players, especially the defensemen who don't feel like we've got to hover around our goaltender and protect her as much and help her out as much. We can be free, more free with the puck, huh?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think initially this season, the D really played very conservative, where they're constantly backing into the zone and trying to keep players outside, but also trying not to give up any odd man rushes to give them good chances. But I've definitely noticed that the girls are taking a couple more chances. Defensemen are playing a little more offensive-minded in different areas, and I totally agree that that comes from feeling good about your who's in the net for you.
Well, we're a game above 500. Tony and I were talking before going up here for our pregame show that this is a really critical game here tonight to kind of get the team on a roll. We've got Wisconsin Valley coming up, a huge game against Hudson, I think a winnable game, and then you got some games that you should technically or statistically be able to win. And so if this team can get on a bit of a roll here, season record could be pretty similar to the last one where we won the state title.
Yeah, I mean, really, if you're even just looking for 10 wins, that's a good number to start at, especially when you play in a conference and section that's as difficult as the BRC tends to be. And the cool thing about the schedule going forward this year is they play a lot of games that don't really matter. Mm-hmm. So they can kind of figure out things as it goes on, too, when usually, for some reason, the schedule is always so conference-packed at the back end
yep.
that you're playing some of your toughest games in those last couple weeks while yeah. trying to get yourself ready for playoffs.
Yeah.
And so they're going to have some nice games where they can kind of sit back or, you know, expect to score some goals that give you a good feeling going into the playoffs.
All right, our pregame show, the officials are out here. The team's getting ready to hit the ice as well. It's CFM hosting Hayward tonight, game three between the two clubs, and we'll take a short break and be back for the starting lineups and puck drop here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Pleasure to have you along tonight on WOGO Radio, getting ready for the starting lineups. And let's go over to the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena. Monica Lau has got our starting lineups here tonight.
All right, starting for Hayward, number 30, Greta Wolver, goalie. Number 3, Reese Sheehan, center. Number 19, Riley Springer. Number 7, Haley Obie. And on D, number 12, Hadley Owen. 14, Jillian Johnson. And the rest of your Hayward team. And your starting lineup for the Chippewa Falls Sabres in goal. Cassie Hare. On wing, Paige Steinmetz. Other wing, number 9, Brianna Bonacontro. And at center today, Joey Schemenauer, number 27. And on D, number 4, Addie Frenette. And number 18, Emmy Berg. And the rest of your Chippewa Falls Sabres.
All right, there you go. We are just a couple of minutes away from puck drop here as CFM hosts Hayward on WOGO and WOGO.com. Back in two.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi-Hi alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over two decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
The Sabres and the Canes here tonight, Thursday night hockey. Have an additional game that we've added to our WOGO broadcast schedule for Saturday night. University School will come up here and play the Chi-Hi boys hockey team. A little later start, usually it's 6:40 pregame, and Saturday evening it's going to be 7:40. So we'll stay up late with the Cards at night. U-School and Chi-Hi 7:40 pregame for Cardinal Countdown on Saturday night. Greg and Michaela here with you. Our officials tonight, Sean Albright and Taylor Hanfeld, our referees, and Brian Otto is the linesman. And we are about ready to go. The rubber match between CFM and Hayward here tonight. The team's splitting the first two. And won't see them again unless it's down at state. Here we go. Joey Schemenauer along with Brianna and Paige up forward for CFM. And this one's bumped against the dasher on the far side. Scraped ahead there by Brianna. Couldn't get it into the Hayward zone. And the Canes counter right now to the blue line. They can't force it in. And it slips back out to center ice. A scramble for it right there, right along our the dasher just below us. It's gunned down the ice. And that's going to draw an icing call against the Canes in the black sweaters with the yellow trim. Seen them many, many years here. And CFM in the home white jerseys with the black and red trim. Crowd starting to fill in. It was kind of sparse here, Michaela, for a while, but people are starting to gather in. Maybe they were hunkered around the concession stand or something, huh?
Yep, tailgating at the concession stand.
There you go. All right, the draw inside the Hayward zone, wrapped around the boards there by Brianna, and this one's going to come clean on the half wall of the Hayward zone, and now pulled off the dasher, and here comes Michaela Reinke as she comes in and forces a shot right on net. First save right there by Cassandra, and a nice one as she gloves it as Reinke came in and kind of beat the D.
That's not really the first puck you want to see as a goalie, is a semi-break like that, somebody just firing it at you one-on-one. So. Great save. Great first save.
Well, she's going to get tested right away. And sometimes a goalie hangs around, doesn't get any rubber for a while, and gets a little rusty back there. So she's got her first test of the game. And here's an icing call against CFM.
Kind of caught her a little funny in the arm. She's kind of working something out on her glove arm
shaking
there.
Shaking it off here, huh?
Shaking the chicken wing around. Yep. So I wonder if it caught her in a spot with no padding.
Well, Tony Menard's going to throw that second line out. Emma Lynn centering Biskin and Hebert right here. And this one comes straight back for the D. A one-timer by Jillian Johnson. That one drifted wide, and it's going to be taken by CFM. Here they start the breakout on the near wing. They bring it up, and Hebert is going to dish it in off the backhand and then quickly exit to the bench. And CFM's got it out of neutral ice. Now it's picked, and here comes another breakaway. This is Springer. She comes in 2-on-0. She gets it on the right side. And Haley Olby couldn't control. That coughs up the puck in the CFM zone, so a little sloppy on D, but here come the Sabres right now. Coming into the zone is Madeline Hebert, a one-timer. That one skied over the crossbar, rips off the window and back out to the point, held there by Emma Berg, and she'll lay one down in the right-wing corner. Now a scramble for it in the left wing. And Berg takes a feed, and she'll just flop one into the right-wing corner in the Hayward zone. A couple of minutes burned off the clock here in the first period, and a couple of breakaway chances. CFM brings it in on sides, I guess. I thought maybe Berg drifted off the blue line, but they're going to call her on sides, and CFM gets some fresh legs on the ice. Here is Addison Frenette. Nice keep on the wall on the far side. Netter's going to take it into the left wing corner, trying to find some open space for a centering pass. Didn't happen, and this one's going to drift off in the right wing corner in the Canes zone. CFM still control. Centering pass right there. A one-timer by Biskin. Fired just a little bit off, and Biskin's going to catch her own rebound. The loose change in the left wing corner. It's wrapped around the wall and picked up by Hayward, and here they come. Lily Etchison into the zone. Etchison drifts off to the left side. Ran right along the blue line. A one-timer. That one knocked down in front. Blocked there by CFM. And a backhand breakout pass right here by the Sabres. They get it rink wide. And Biskin's going to cross the line by herself. Biskin's going to head to the bench. Last player on that line to come off right here. Puck loose in the Hayward zone. Picked up on the half wall, stripped right there by Hayward. Can they bring it out of neutral ice? Held up at the blue line by CFM, and now they finally dish it out to center ice. Turning and firing a shot is Gretchen Gajewski, and this one's going to drift off to the left wing side. Loose inside the CFM zone, hammered to the corner by the Hayward D, and it's flopped back out to neutral by CFM. Picked up there by Kinley Laup. Kinley into the zone. She'll drop it deep and then head to the bench for a line change here. And coming straight out was Shemmy, but she couldn't knock it down. And Hayward's got it in the CFM zone. They'll send it right toward the goaltender. Lost it as they came in, but it flopped off Cassandra and then turned into the corner and cleared by CFM. We're down to 12 and a half left to go. First period, no score. Hayward and the Sabres, and this one in a pile up in the left wing elbow in the Hayward zone. Two players for each team, and this one's going to go back to the point. A one-timer right there by Frenette off the glove of the goaltender Sheehan. Rather, Wobler for Hayward. And this one's going to come back to the point. Still caught up inside the Hayward zone. Now they'll work it to the wing on the far side. And it's going to be shuttled down the ice by Hayward. But way in back of the red line. So there's an icing call with 12-12 left to go first period.
Couple of action-packed minutes there. We went a while without a whistle. We saw a lot going on. A couple of odd man rushes each way. A couple of defensive breakdowns each way. A little bit of action here early.
That's for sure. Well, Stelter Incorporated strives to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Here is Hayward on the half wall in the CFM zone. And coming in, oh, there's a shot that just went wide by Brooke Brennan for Hayward. Off the wall, but still inside the zone. And here comes CFM, able to clear out to neutral. But Hayward picks it up, and they organize out at center ice. This one's hammered in by Jillian Johnson, the defenseman. Sent that one to the back wall. and CFM countering right now on the break. Here is Paige, cross the line, and then she was shaken down as she came into the Hayward zone. Hurricanes tried to exit their end of the ice. CFM's got it right now, and here is Shemmy. Schemenauer, top of the wheel on the near side, looking to hold on to the puck to see if she can get something cooking in the Hayward zone, and this one is dropped in back of the goaltender, the Hayward goaltender, and the puck on the half wall in the Canes zone. A scramble for it in the corner, and now it cuts loose in behind Wobler, the Hayward goaltender, and on the wall on the far side. Nice keep by the defenseman Sloop. Drops around the dasher, and Hayward's got it right now. And this one's coughed up in the zone, and Biscuit tried to get it. Or I should say Brianna was down there. And then she was dropped. I think we've got a penalty coming up on Hayward here.
Yeah, neat little pick in the pocket on the back door. Tried to bring it around. Great patience in front of the net. Something that we really emphasized last week at practice was what to do with the puck around the net. Great patience. The Hayward defender really had the only chance to do was trip her because the goalie was beaten down. So here's a little chance now to set up a power play, get the puck moving a little bit, hopefully capitalize.
All right, CFM stats on special teams. Not great. Improving slightly, 15.9% power play for CFM, and Hayward on the kill is at 90.9%, nearly 91% on the kill. That's very good. All right, CFM sets up their power play. Behind the cage is Hebert, sends it off to her left, and here's a centering pass. That one interrupted by Hayward. They clear it across the blue stripe. And Sloop's got to go back and drag the puck a little bit to allow her team to get on sides. Here comes Hayward. 5-on-4 hockey right now. Minute and a quarter left to go in the man advantage. And this one banked off the wall and given up by CFM. It's pumped right back into their zone. And it's going to be picked up right now by Sterling. She skated up the ice, and this one is handed off to Schemenauer. Over to Paige now. She stops, pops one in the left wing corner. This one's going to drift in to the Hayward zone on the right side.
Oh, to the
behind
the
net. Centering pass. Oh, that one came off. Wobler and kicked to the corner. Picked up, though, by CFM. On the point is Emma Berg. Emma drifts off, high slot. Now she'll drop it on the left wing side. Another shot by Paige through traffic. I don't know if it got to Wobler or not. It deflected into the right wing corner and cleared out by Hayward. We're down to 35 seconds to go. The man advantage for CFM. Paige tried to get away from the Hayward player that kind of wrapped her up there. Hayward again loses the puck in front of their net, but quickly getting back on her skates is Sheehan. A diminutive player who weaves her way up the ice. Now crosses. She's got some wheels on her. And this is Biskin, fresh out of the box. We're down to 10 seconds to go in the man advantage. Biskin with Emma Lynn on her side here. Emma Lynn went to the hole but then lost the puck. And Biskin's got it now for CFM. Back to the top of the wheel. There's a one-timer on
there. Net.
On the rebound. Took the initial shot, the loose change picked up, and CFM scored. I don't think it was on the power play. I think that ran out, but Hayward had not gotten the extra player back on again, the fifth player.
It had just expired, yeah. Man, that's just taking advantage of an opportunity, just a loose dribbler out front. I think two different CFM girls took a swing at it. I don't know, they give it to Maddie. I think it was going in anyway, and Seven just put an extra little stamp on it to make sure that she got her number on the score sheet.
And the assist going to Emma Lynn and Addison Biskin. And 8:13 left to go here in the period, and a 5-on-5 goal for CFM makes it 1-0. The play right back in the Hayward zone. Stepping up is Ashley Sloop on the half wall. We'll pump it into the right wing corner, and Hayward's got it right now. Sloop right at the blue line. Now stretches in on the half wall. Sloop's going to climb right into the play, and she is dropped, and we got a penalty coming up on Hayward again. This is probably going to be a tripping call or a roughing
body
call
check,
here. Body check. And quickly a second power play for CFM.
Yeah, and they didn't probably have much time to talk about it, but Hayward played a pretty passive kill for a team that's only giving up about 8 to 9% on their PK. They played very passive. So we'll see if that was just who they had, their personnel on the ice at that time, or if that's how they truly play. They gave CFM a lot of opportunities.
Nice keep at the line.
In the middle.
By Berg, and CFM's got it right now. Centering pass, went through several sets of legs, and going to come right out of the tape of Riley Springer for Hayward. She'll motor up the ice across the blue line into the CFM zone. There's the strip and the pick, and here comes CFM. Centering pass right there by Brianna. They didn't connect, and this one's cleared all the way down by Hayward. That would have been an icing. Well, no, we're on special teams here. So it was pitched all the way down the ice, and Hayward again dumps it into the CFM zone. 7 minutes and counting left to go, first period on WOGO. It's the defending state champions leading Hayward by a 1-0 count, and it's going to be pushed up the ice by Emmalin. Into the zone, she can't control. There's the intercept, and it is foisted all the way down to the CFM zone. On the breakout, here come the Sabres. Biskin stretching out, couldn't keep the puck, and following her up was Emma Lynn, but I think we have an offsides call right here.
Yeah, Maddie couldn't quite keep the toe drag there to stay onside. Emma Lynn was struggling to get into the zone. We're kind of struggling a little bit on our neutral zone work right now. A lot of turnovers happening, and Hayward's just sending the puck right back in. We got to kind of figure out a neutral zone breakout here.
Herky jerky right now, heading through neutral ice. Clean win for Hayward. It is scraped off the wall, and the reset button for CFM. Now here's Hayward. The very quick Reese Sheehan's got it for the Hurricane. She walks around her own zone, taking some time off the clock. 27 seconds left to go as the puck goes out of play here. And 6:10 remaining, first period. CFM up 1-0. First line back out there on this power play, and Schemenauer will dish it into the zone. Brianna, I think, thought she was offside, so backed up, touched the blue line, and that gives Hayward a chance to scoop up the puck and gun it all the way down. We're seeing the final 10 seconds of this power play. 5:50 left to go, first period. One final rush now for CFM. Here's Brianna, tried to make the move on the Hayward defenseman. That's Brennan, and Brenner stood her up and wouldn't allow her to come in. And now we're back to 5-on-5 hockey as the puck comes loose in the center circle. Backing up is Berg, looks off to her left, sends it to Brianna, but B is out of gas, and she's going to head to the hole right here. 5:24 left to go, and Hayward's got it. Here is Sheehan, hands off ahead for Brennan, and she'll back one into the CFM zone, but there's nobody to connect with, and it's going to be wedged back out by CFM. Loose out of neutral. Teams trading blows here. Trading possession of the puck, and it's finally ends up in the Hayward zone. They work the breakout on the far side to the wing, now to the center, Sheehan, and she'll hand off to Springer. She comes in, and a one-timer on net right there. Big save by Cassandra. Sends that one off the glass in the right wing corner. Now they turn, rip one toward the net, and Cassandra got a piece of that. And now it's wedged back out to neutral ice from CFM. They get some fresh bodies on the ice. Centering pass now for Madeline Hebert. She couldn't catch up to it. It drifts off to the right wing corner with 4 1/4 left to go here in this first period. And held right at the blue line. Skating over is Marley Sterling to keep the zone. She'll dance one into the right wing corner and finally pops on across the blue stripe, and CFM's got to get on sides here. In the center circle, it's loose. Who's going to have it? Page turns, fires one up the ice into the Hayward zone, and quickly onto the ice is Emma Berg. The defenseman gets out there. Hayward making a change themselves, so they had very few players in our zone, and Emma backs one out of the CFM zone out to neutral ice. Scramble for it right there. Shot 6-4 in favor of the home team here, and a 1-0 score. And there's a one-timer right on, and Cassandra with the save and angles that one off the lumber into the left-wing corner. Now it's out of neutral ice, and here comes Brianna, the team's leading scorer. She's got 18 points. Lost the puck, picks it back up, tries to fire one in, didn't get it too deep. And Hayward able to carom this one back into the CFM zone. First player to get there is Addison Fournette. She worked her defensive partner. Now they'll go tic-tac-toe up the ice, but nobody to touch the puck before it crossed the goal line, and an icing call right here with 3:03 left to go in the first period.
So that Riley Springer, a junior for the Hayward, is their leading goal scorer. She had 4 points against CFM last time you guys met up, and you can tell she's a shooter. I can't believe on that first 2-on-0 that she chose to pass the puck, because she's rifled a couple off.
Here is Hayward again, collapsing on our goaltender. Jumping out is Cassandra to keep it pushed to the outside. Comes back to the D for Hayward. Fanning on the puck was the Hurricanes defenseman, and Biskin able to lead CFM out of the zone. Sweeps it over to Hebert, and she'll turn and fire one in before she goes to the bench with 2:32 left to go. And Hayward's got it right now. They work the forward on the near side. Here comes Hayward, a potential 1-on-0. It is Riley Springer. Comes in, fires one. And hanging on was Cassandra Herr, the CFM goaltender. She stoned her as she came in. Didn't make much of a move there, but Cassandra did a great job to
stood her ground.
Corral that one.
Stood her ground, took it up high. Not the best place to take it as a goalie. You want to be taking him on the chin like that, but ended up making the save.
You do what you got to do. 2:19 left to go here in the period. And this one is popped up in the zone. But there to help up is Emma Berg. Emma crosses the line, and just in a bit early was Brianna B. Got to step into the zone a little early. You can see the frustration.
That's tough.
Brianna right here.
Emmy hesitated the slightest bit to try to make a move on the defender, and B just kind of had a head of steam that she couldn't stop. That's, don't make moves at the blue line. She's a defenseman. We'll give her a break this time.
Yeah, you bet. All right, so the drop at the dot just outside the Hayward zone here with 2:02 left to go here in the first period. Kicked off a Hayward stick, and CFM's got to get on it. They do. And this one's caromed out to neutral ice. And here's Brianna right now. Overskate of the puck. Who's going to come up with it? Still loose inside the CFM zone. Right wing wheel. It's going to be pitched right toward the net and cut off right there by Emma Berg. Still caught up in the zone and finally exits on the near wing. Hayward gathers it in. On the near side is Jillian Johnson. Hands off to her right, and this one kicked off high off the goaltender. Her kind of fought that one off a little bit, and it bumps her out inside the CFM zone. Here is Sheehan. She'll backhand a pass off to her right. Defenseman comes in, fires one, and might be played with a high stick here. 1:14 left to go in the period. Hayward touched it with a high stick, so the faceoff's going to come back in their zone.
Let's see if this line can kind of get a sustained forecheck going. That's something that's definitely been missing for CFM, as the puck gets in the zone and then the puck's coming right out awfully quick. They're not getting a lot of time to play with it. So see if they can kind of sustain something here for the last minute or so.
Emmeline trying to win the draw. She does. It picks it up and fires one right in on Wobler. She carried it to the cage. Wobler had the right post. And that's where Emmeline was going. So the save made. We'll do it. Same face-off circle right now. Pushed into the right-wing corner as we tick it down to a minute left to go, first period. Emmeline tried to bring it up, was stood up as she came toward the cage and retreats, and Hayward's got it right now. Wrapped around the wall, up and out, and right onto the tape of Marley Sterling. She'll turn, fire one off the dasher and into the Hayward zone. And here come the Canes. Sheehan, very quick player, smallish player, but she can move up and down the ice. She'll turn and dish one into the left wing corner, and it's in the CFM zone. And this one pops out in front. And pouncing on it was Cassandra as it came into the paint with 29 seconds left to go here in the first period. Don't want to give one up here, huh?
No, not with 30 seconds left. I don't know where that puck really came from or how it ended up in front of the net, but Hey, we got a glove on it.
There's a face-off. Loose inside the CFM zone. Defense picks it up. Dishes ahead, and here we go out to neutral. And it's Brianna. Turns, fires one wide of the cage. Not sure if she's going for a shot or a pass, and this one will go into the right wing corner as we tick it down under 10 seconds to go. And here is Hayward, CFM getting back defensively. And as Jillian Johnson moves into the zone, fires one, and this one it through the crease. And then the buzzer sounds to end the period. A little dicey there at the end. But the teams go to the locker room with CFM up 1-0 on the goal by Madeline Hebert. In the first period, even strength goal at the end of a power play, and CFM with the 1-0 lead. What do you think?
Hey, we'll take it. Shots are tied up 7-7. I would say that they had better opportunities than we did. A lot of ours were just kind of shots through traffic when they got some really nice chances. They have a couple shooters that have missed the net, thankfully, luckily.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll be discussed in their locker room to start hitting the net a little bit more, maybe start shooting the puck a little lower, but... Yeah, that's a good period to get out of there 1-0.
Yeah, and Cassie's played well, I think, too. She's made some pretty tough saves.
Yeah, she's stood her ground well. I think a couple pucks got in on her a little bit. I don't know if she wasn't seeing it so well, if there was some traffic, some delayed reactions to some shots, but definitely standing her ground in there and wearing the rubber a little bit.
All right, so some things to talk over in the locker room, but we'll take it. A 1-0 lead after one for CFM over Hayward. Well, if you don't want to go out in the cold, and, you know, today was a comfortable day, but cold weather is going to be coming back. The Medicine Shop offers free local delivery and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products when you transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Greg and Michaela here. Dawson Halverson hanging on to the controls back at the WOGO studios here tonight. 1-0 the count after one period. This Sabres hockey on WOGO.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
CFM Hockey, the state champions up on Hayward, 1-0. The teams have played a couple of games already. CFM winning up at Hayward, and the Hurricanes coming down here on our holiday tournament and beating CFM by a 4-2 count. And then we have the nice win over Western Wisconsin the other night, Tuesday the 11th. They're the sixth-ranked team in the state. Joey with a couple of goals and an assist. Brianna, two goals and an assist. And we got outshot 38-21, but we still came out with a 5-3 victory.
Yeah, and it's nice to see kind of the opposite of what the story of the season was more. Usually we're on top there in the shot column, and we're the ones not putting the puck away. So, you know, seeing five goals go in on 20-ish shots, that's impressive. That's giving you the feel that. So the previous week in practice, the main stress point had been scoring goals. I mean, a lot of drills just focused around gathering loose pucks in front of the net, how to get to the front of the net, how to lean on your stick. And obviously it paid off where they put the puck in five times on Tuesday. And then today we see a rebound goal, which we've seen, I think, every player on the team swing and miss at one of those at some point this year. So, you know, it's paying off a little bit for them.
Yeah, so trying to build some momentum going into the second half of the season with the win over the sixth-ranked Western Wisconsin team. They got Hayward tonight, Wisconsin Valley. Then a road trip to Hudson. It's a winnable game, a tough one on the 18th, and then rolling through some really tough games at the end of the season, too. Bay Area, they're top 16. Fox Cities, it's a challenging schedule for sure.
Yeah, and it's nice to see those types of teams that you don't play year in, year out, and you don't play during the course of the year. It's nice to see them just because those are teams that you might meet, you know, if you're getting to the state tournament. And it's not often that you get to see those teams before you play them because we have such a divide in the state. You know, we kind of cut it in half and you play one half of it.
Yep.
So those games will be really beneficial in seeing whether teams are bringing. Again, they're not really vital to, like, standings or playoffs or anything like that. So you can kind of play with them a little bit more.
Sure. Bay Area is number one in the state. Fox Cities is number two. Then Central Wisconsin, St. Croix Valley Fusion. We've seen them already once this season. Madison Metro and Western Wisconsin rounds out the ladies' top six this week.
I mean, the usual suspects, really.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. So it's nice to see the CFM Sabres, you know, be in that upper echelon for scheduling and teams wanting to play CFM, and that says a lot about where the program's going and the growth of Sabres hockey.
Yeah, there were some years in the past, when I was on the staff at least, that we seemed to be every other team's, like, staff appreciation or parents' night, because those are the days you're scheduling the teams that you might beat up on a little bit.
Sure.
You're not scheduling top teams in the state on the days where more people are going to be there. And so it's nice to maybe see a change where they're not playing us because they want to win 8-0. They're playing us because we're going to give them a good hockey game.
Yep, you bet. So 7-6 record for CFM, 2-3 in the conference, taking on a Hayward team that's 10-5. They've won six straight. Berry Global Innovators in plastic has grown from their roots in America's heartland into a worldwide leader in plastics manufacturing. Named one of America's most responsible companies and proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. It's Berry Global here in Chippewa Falls. Well, new sheet of ice here with our new Zamboni as of a couple months ago or a month and a half ago. And we'll be ready for puck drop to open up period number two. CFM with a 1-0 lead after one on the goal by Madeline Hebert at 8:32 of the first. And we're on our way back in just a couple of minutes here on WOGO.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over two decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
I was talking and I could tell.
Okay. All right, Greg and Michaela back here. It's Thursday night high school hockey. WOGO CFM's got the 1-0 lead on the Hayward Hurricanes. Goal at 8:32 of the first. Just came at the end of a CFM power play. Madeline Hebert picks up the tally there. Her fifth goal of the season and seventh point of the campaign, and getting the helpers is Emma Lynn and Addison Biskin, and it's a 1-0 lead for CFM here as we head towards the second period.
And
I think we can get something organized and going
in
the right direction.
That power play was really the only opportunity we had for any offensive sustained offense. You know, we had the power play scored right after, but I really think we're focused so much on goal scoring that it's sucking all of our forecheckers in deep, and our F3, so our high forward, is getting sucked in deep. And when they're doing that against, you mentioned that Reese Sheehan a couple times, she's quick.
Yes, she is very good.
And she's playing center, and when our F3 is too low and she gets above us, that we have no chance catching her. Then they're pulling up 19, that Riley Springer, who's their leading goal scorer and more of their power player. And Reese is hitting her with a stretch pass, and that's why she's had so many opportunities, is they're just pulling them up. Now, hopefully we made an adjustment between periods and maybe talk to our F3 about staying high, because, again, if Sheehan's going to get above you, she's got space. You're not catching her.
Yeah, she's quick.
Can't let her get above you.
Yep. All right, so head coach Emily Stark in her fourth year at Hayward, the Brainerd High School player, played at River Falls College Hockey. She'll send out her second line here against our first, a little mismatch. Let's see if we can come up with something because of it. Here is Joey into the corner, backhands the cycle pass right there. It's thrown out in front. Fanning on it was Addison Furnett, and it's picked up and sent down the ice by Hayward, getting there first, though, for CFM is Emma Berg. Now we organize, get back out to neutral ice. Where is it? Brianna couldn't find it. Finally looks down, finds the rubber and sends it in, but not before Hayward able to corral it. They'll go D to D here. CFM will right along their blue stripe. And this one is dropped back in the CFM zone. Now the lead pass for Brianna. She had a head of steam and then had it stripped. And it's going to be poked back toward the CFM zone here. With a minute gone in the second period, we're 5-on-5 hockey right now. CFM 0-for-2 on the power play. It's going to be picked up by Hayward. Loading one up is Brennan. That one drifted wide behind Cassie Herb, and they'll bring it up high in the zone. Again, rips one that Herb steers in to the right wing corner, and this one's going to be sent down the ice by CFM fairly slowly. Ooh. And they'll call the icing. That was debatable right there. I thought we might pick up a break, but they will call the icing The Sabres right here.
Yeah, I think I would have waved that one off.
Yeah, just slowly, slowly moving toward the goal line there, but it follows the rules, and so it's back in the Sabres zone for the drop. Hayward's got it. They'll work it from the point of the near side. Go cross ice for Michaela Bigo, and she can't control it. Here comes CFM. They counter into the zone. Here's Paige. Works it off to her left, and ooh, shot on net by Joey. Nearly made it through traffic. I don't know if it hit the goaltender Wobler or not. Didn't look like it made it all the way through to her. And scooped up by the D and cleared back in the Sabres zone. This one pitched off into the corner by Cassie. And here come the Sabres. Waiting a little bit on it was Brianna, waiting for the pass to get to her. And that allowed Hayward to jump in and knock it away and into the right wing corner. Hayward's got it at the point. Now CFM with the strip, and here comes Ashley.
Sloop into the zone. Sloop got one. Tore the goaltender, and it went under her stick and in, and CFM got the two-goal lead.
You know what? One of my keys of the game was getting the defense into the offense. I was going to say I wanted to see a defenseman score today. I didn't think it was going to be on a one-on-one.
Yeah.
But, hey, great shot. She went low stick side. The goalie's a lefty, so she went low stick side and caught the inside corner. Just a great, great shot by Sloop.
2:16, time of the goal here early in the second period, and CFM's got the two-goal lead. May not be enough to send it home here. We've still got lots of time, but we'll take it. Madeline Hebert, the assist. That's her second point of the night to go with a goal here. And here comes CFM. Let's see if they can build on it. And a shot taken on net by Emma Lynn. Fought off by Wobler. Didn't give up a rebound there, and she'll hang on to it. 14:25 left to go, second period. And a 2-0 lead for the Sabres.
Yeah, and that was a good shot decision by Emma Lynn to take the shot there when she had help out front try to get a rebound. I think last period they were trying to force those into passes rather than getting the shot and playing a rebound.
Looks as if CFM's kind of picked it up here a little bit. Some energy off the Sloop goal, and it's on the half wall in the Hayward zone. Bumped around there, and here comes CFM across the line as Emma Lynn Stevenson. Had it in the high slot, then lost it. It's on the half wall, still in the zone. Piskin had it for a moment. Came to the point. Addison Frenette tied her up a little bit and gets through her legs and all the way back down. But she got some off-wing help by Emma Lynn, who retreated to her own zone. He's got it for CFM. She'll work it off to her right for Emma Berg. Turns, and here they come. CFM, lead pass for Biskin. Came in one on two. And puck support there by Paige Steinmetz, who sent it into the right wing corner. And it's caught up in behind the Hayward goaltender. Paige trying to peel it off the wall right there. Joey comes in to help out. And Schemenauer's got it. Centering pass. Nobody at home for CFM, but it came to the point. Turning and firing a shot is Addison Frenette. And it's cleared all the way down by Hayward, and that will draw the icing call right here. 13-10. Left to go in the second stanza here. Shots 11-8 in favor of the hometown Sabres and a 2-0 lead here.
Yeah, great start here. Great 4 minutes in. You know, we're making better decisions. We're working harder in the corners. We're seeing our third line get in here now and see if they can kind of match up the second line to get our first two lines a break and a good chance later.
Lau, Lysis, and Furstenberg on this third line for Tony Menard. Give the other two lines a break, and quickly getting over is Addison Frenette. Nice keep on the zone right there as it was drifting on the near wing outside the Hayward zone. Kicked in by the defense, and this one is steered out in front of Wobler. Came through the paint. She tapped at it just a little bit, and Hayward hammers this one off the wall, and an icing call right here against the Canes.
That was a great 30-second shift. Good forecheck. They did better at keeping that F3 high, keeping the D made two great plays at the blue line, keeping the puck in. That's exactly what you're looking for out of a young third line like that. Just to kill a little bit of time so you can get your top two lines a little bit of rest, get them fired up again.
Jemmy takes a draw here and scramble for it, the right circle. Hayward zone. Scooped up right there by the young freshman Sheehan's got 22 points on the year for Hayward, and she'll rip it down the ice, and we'll do it again in the Hurricane zone off the icing.
They're a little frazzled now.
Yeah, I think so.
We made some adjustments, and they haven't been able to kind of handle what we're bringing here. That's three icings now.
Yep. Need to win a draw and get something pumped in toward the goaltender. Joey reaches down in the left wing circle here for the draw. Got tied up a little bit, but it floats back to the D, and CFM can't hold his own. And it's going to be scooped up by Riley Springer. The big forward turns, fires one toward the net, and Cassie with the save right there, scooped it up in her mitt, and hangs on for the draw in the CFM zone.
Yeah, good grab by her there. I think the shot might miss wide, but there was help coming down the side there that could have been dangerous.
Yeah, you bet. 12-11 on the clock here in the second period, a 2-0 lead for CFM. They got one in the first, one more early here in the third, and they lead it by a deuce. And here's CFM dished out right there, but they can't get organized, and it's going to be popped right back in the Sabres zone. Worked off the dasher on the far side and pumped right back in by Hayward. And Marley Sterling's got it, looks up the ice, moves it off to her left into the Hayward zone. It's been wrapped around the boards and tipped into the right wing circle. Picked up there by Asp for Hayward. As she walked it up the ice, and it's stripped and sent back in by CFM. 11:32 on the game clock here in the second. Sabres have it, centering pass right there. And a backhand try by Biskin as she saw the loose puck come right on her tape. About 6 feet outside the goal crease. Turns it toward the net, but a nice save by the freshman Wobler for Hayward. 10 freshmen on this Hayward team this year.
Yeah.
Very young team.
Future is pretty bright. A lot of big playmakers. Two of their top three scorers, their goaltender.
Yep.
A lot to look forward to.
Hayward's got it off the draw. Ripped off the wall, but they can't clear. They go tape to tape. D, and a shot one-timer on net by Emma Berg. Hauled in there by Wobler, the freshman netminder for Hayward.
She looked a little shaken up after the second goal, a little disappointed in herself. I was wondering how she'd respond, but she's made some good saves since then.
11:09 left to go here in the period. Comes back to the point.
Tip.
And held in there by Addison Fournette. Didn't get a whole lot on it. Set it toward the cage. And this one's going to be cleared out by Hayward into the CFM zone. Fournette gets on it. Here comes CFM. A chance for an odd man rush. 2-on-1. It's into the left wing corner, but Brianna couldn't catch up to it. And then she's going shoulder to shoulder with the Hayward player. They're really getting into it. And no call. They let him go after it there. And Hayward angles this one off the wall into the CFM zone. Chased down there by Emma Berg. But we've got a hold call right here. And let's see who's going to get the gate. It's going to be against CFM.
They gave her a little bit of time. There was a good tie up. They're both frustrated. They gave her. And then I think B just held on that last second or two. And it was a pretty easy call directly in front of the official.
I think the frustration started at the other end of the barn, right?
Absolutely.
You could tell she was really getting into it down there. I'm not sure if it's the same player she got tied up with on this end, but we've got to kill a two-minute minor here. 10:22 left to go. CFM up by two. Hayward tried to cut it in half and redirected out in front. Cassie with the save into her glove. They had a player stationed right in front of her trying to carom that one in off the deflection. But Cassie makes the save, finds the puck, and makes the save. 10:13 left to go. Minute 40 on the power play, and here's a dump by CFM. That'll rag some time off the clock right here. 10-minute mark of the second period.
Emma, don't leave the middle.
And here comes Hayward. Here comes that very quick Sheehan. Sheehan moves into the left wing corner and then drifts off to her left looking for an opening. And she'll come back to the blue line and station herself right there. Sheehan holds the zone for Hayward. Picked off by CFM, but they couldn't clear. And it comes back to the point, a one-timer. by Reinke. And Cassie angles that one into the corner with a minute left to go in the power play.
The whole ice was looking for a call. You can't see that corner, so I'm not sure what it was. But even the girls on the ice were looking with their hands up.
Yeah. 50 seconds left to go in the power play. And the puck along the wall in the CFM zone. Hayward on the power play. Here they go. Drop back to the point. This is Jillian Johnson. Drifts off to her left. She'll drop one into the left wing corner for Hammond. Hammond's got it right now. Summer Hammond. And this one, centering pass, cut off by CFM, but they can't clear it. It's finally going to be angled off the wall by Paige. And we're down to 19 seconds to go in the power play. Fernette's got it. Addison lost it. But it's right onto the tape of Emma Berg, and she'll throw it down the ice. And the goaltender, Wobler, will put the glove on it right here as the pressure was being put on by Paige. And we'll have the faceoff in the Hayward zone, down to 7 seconds to go on the Canes power play.
That was a great block shot by Paige there. She kind of committed the cardinal sin of feeding your own point, but she stayed in there and took it off the ankle. That was 19 against Springer, who's a shooter. You know, when she's getting fed on the point at the power play especially, you know she's just throwing on net every time. So it's important to stay in that shooting lane.
Jillian Johnson dances in her own zone, moves from left to right behind her goaltender, and she'll power up the ice into the CFM zone and then had it stripped as she came in. Here are the Sabres.
Oh,
it is Madeline Hebert. Do a little stick work. Hebert into the zone. Trying to backhand a centering pass for Emma Lynn. And it drifted in on the goaltender. And Wobler will hang on to that with 8:08 left to go here in the second period. A 2-0 lead for CFM tonight. Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Learn more at lakeland.edu. It's lakeland.edu. This one floats back in the CFM zone. Getting on it is Ashley Sloop, who scored the last goal. She'll feed it ahead for Emma Lynn. Emma Lynn couldn't control, and Sheehan's got it for Hayward. Cycles it around the boards, and it's going to pop back out to neutral here. Stop, nice stick deflection there by Madeline Hebert. And Hayward's got it right now. CFM's in the midst of a line change. Brianna back on the ice here. Here's a shot, and it goes in. CFM caught a little short in their own zone. And Hayward scores it, and that's Springer with the goal for the Hurricanes, and they've cut the lead in half here.
That's probably the third, fourth, fifth time we've seen her come down that left side of the ice, try to go far, glove side on Cassie, and that time she was able to grab the corner. She, you know, floated a couple high, hit her in the chest a couple times, but she, you know, that's what snipers do. They're going to hit their mark every once in a while.
The assist going to Hadley Owen. And Springer with her 20th point, 14th goal, and here they come right back at it off the draw like we weren't on the ice. And Cassie with the save right there to keep it a 2-1 count. Springer from Hadley Owen at 9:30 of the second period. We didn't think it was going to be cakewalk here, and it certainly isn't with Hayward as they come up to our blue line. And we'll wedge one into the zone. And CFM's got it right now. Dished ahead. That one's going to be across the line and an offsides call here against the Hurricanes.
Yeah, that was a puck on the edge difference between a 2-2, 2-1 game. That she went to go back to the other side. Just puck rolled off her stick barely. Didn't get to finish her move, but a little too much excitement there right after the goal.
Yeah, the whole complexion of the game could have changed within a minute here in the second period. In seconds, less than a minute. Face off in the Hayward zone. CFM needs the next one, but Hayward's got it right here. This is Asp. Walked up to the blue line. Lost it as she came into the CFM zone, but it's going to be offloaded right back in the Sabres into the ice. Along the half wall in the zone is Lysies for CFM, and this one's going to go on to the tape of Addison Fournette. Backs in behind her goaltender, and now we'll throw it up the ice for CFM as they're onto the rush, into the zone. Centering pass here from Kinley, and a net right there, and it's smothered by Wobler. Lau with a backhand try on the freshman tender for Hayward. And no rebound given up by, there by Wobler.
That was great effort by Kinley to just continue trying to go to the net. Ended up getting onto the goalie's belly.
6:12 left to go. Second period shot 16-11 in favor of CFM. Clean win for the Sabres. They get it back to the point. Here is Emma Berg. Berg with a one-timer. Drifted a little wide, and Hayward on the breakout right now. This is Springer, just got the goal. Springer moves it up, launches one over for her teammate Sheehan. Sheehan bodied just a little bit and lost the loose puck here, and the Sabres tried to walk it up the ice. Evelyn tried to put it on her forehand, couldn't do it, and it's bumped around neutral ice just inside the Hayward zone. Sheehan comes back to help out. Wheels and deals herself to the blue line. The small forward comes in, wires a shot right there, and Cassie Herr with the save. As this one's going to be picked up on the wall by CFM. Lead pass there for Emma Lynn. Had to turn on her backhand, and here is Biskin. Biskin's got it for CFM, trying to make a move, but Hadley Owen cut her off as she was heading to the hole with 5:08 left to go. And Hayward's got it right now. They'll move it up the ice. There's a strip. Trying to jump in is Joey. Where is it? Bumped around inside the Hayward zone. She backhanded. Kind of surprising Paige Steinmetz a little bit. She scooted right over and got it. Still up inside the Hayward zone. Now it's to the point. Here is Marley Sterling. Sterling will hand off there for Brianna. Brianna comes in. Fires a centering pass. Schemenauer caught up a little bit, tied up a bit, and this one is going to be sent down the ice by the Hurricanes, and there is an icing call with 4.5 left to go in the second period.
Yeah, we started to do a little bit too much there, trying to get a little too fancy in our offensive zone. Made some passes that maybe would have been better off as shots, but I was going to comment that Sheehan, that's the first time we've really given her any space. We've done a great job up until that point of angling her, and she seems a little timid about body contact, so she's giving up the puck as soon as we attack. That was kind of the first time we had seen her like cut back or anything and have some confidence.
4:25 and counting left to go, second period here on WOGO. A couple of teams that have known state championships, Hayward with a couple. CFM, of course, last year, the Cinderella season for Tony Menard and company. And this one's another icing call against Hayward. 4:10 remaining, second period. A Royal Credit Union's roots run deep here in the Chippewa Valley, positively impacting students and families and businesses for over 57 years. See how you can grow with Royal Credit Union at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA, Royal Credit Union. Back to action here. The puck on the yellow stripe out at neutral ice. The scrum develops right there. Peeled off the wall. Stretching out for it is Emma Lynn, and gets enough of it to send it into the left wing corner. Chased down there by CFM for a moment, but it's going to be intercepted by Hayward, and Fernette has to weave her way back in the zone. She could tell she was looking over her shoulder at the Hayward player. It was in her shadow. And it's high in the zone here with 3:32 left to go in this second period. On the dasher, still inside the CFM zone, into the right wing corner, and Hayward's got it. It is Gretchen Gajewski has got it for Hayward, and finally intercepted. And here comes Biskin into the zone, wheels and deals, and on the half wall, Biskin lost it. Jammed up against the dasher. This one's going to come loose, and Brooke Brennan will scoop it up for Hayward. 2:56 left to go in the period. Hayward on the breakout. Nice read there by Brianna. She saw the pass coming through the high slot area, knocked it down, sent it into the left wing corner. 2:45 left to go, and a whistle stops play right here. And we might have a penalty, maybe against two.
Brianna's going back.
Okay, we got a rough call on Brianna. And an embellishment call. You don't see that very often.
Yeah, I like it. Egging it on. I'll tell you what, I think I got to break some of the coach in me when I'm up here. I was yelling at Emmy for kind of doing some extracurriculars in the middle of your play. Yeah. I'm like, Emmy, cut it out.
Come on. Come on. It's hard not to want a coach up here for sure. We got a good look at the ice. 2:39 left to go. And coincidental, so we'll stay 5-on-5 hockey here. And Hayward player with embellishments. And Brianna got a call here, a two-minute minor as well, as the puck heads to the Hayward goaltender. Wolber will hang out of that one.
It seems like it's kind of heating up. I mean, Hayward's played some really good body. Hadley Owen for them plays the body really nicely and within the rules.
Yep.
And I'm not sure every time that CFM really appreciates it, but there was a couple scrums so far where things are starting to get heated up. So hopefully Tony can kind of rein the girls back in and stop it from being a parade to the penalty box.
Exactly. All right, Hayward's got it. And here is Sprenger. Big players, Riley Sprenger. She's a junior from Hayward. And she carried it up to the CFM line. Stolen away and a one-timer right there by Joey. On net, sticked into the corner by the Hayward tender with 2 minutes exactly left to go here in the second period. CFM's got it. They march in. Lobbed a shot on net. That was knocked out in front. And here is Sprenger again. Near the end of her shift. Turns, rips one toward the net. Cassie with the save. Centering pass by Sprenger. Nice backhand try right there on the center, but picked off by CFM, and they're into the zone. Right into the skates of Madeline Hebert. Couldn't control. And countering is Sprenger. Still on the ice. I thought she was going to head to the bench. She is now. And this one's set on net. Nice keep right there on the corner on the post by her. The CFM goaltender. She knocked it down and set it off into the corner with 1:15 left to go. And here comes Hayward. Jillian Johnson crosses into CFM airspace here, and this one's going to be dished out with 1:05 left to go in the period. CFM trying to hang on and head to the third stanza with the lead. One-timer on net. Her with the save, and they try to centering pass off the rebound, and it's Hayward's really starting to heat it up. Here's a one-timer. Teeing it up was Jillian Johnson. And her again with the save as it's cleared out through center by CFM. So Sabres a bit back on their heels with a half a minute left to go. And a 3-on-1 for Hayward. They move it in. Save made by her.
That's the puck.
And, yeah, they could use a little ice right here. Get it out of the zone. Here is Paige. And she'll clear the puck out to center ice with 18 seconds left to go. CFM just trying to hang on here at the end of the period. Sprenger back on the ice for Hayward. Turn, tried to carry it into the zone. This one's going to be dished in there by Ryan Furstenberg into the Hayward zone as time ticks off in the second period. We could not get to the intermission fast enough here, could we?
Well, but the problem is, you probably hear on the hot mic, they're yelling ice it because B's in the box until you get a whistle.
Yep.
And as a player on the ice, you have to know that when your leading goal scorer, one of your better players is in the box, you need to get them out of the box and back onto the ice. So that's why they wanted it to ice so bad. But then time just kind of got away from them, and it was better to just eat the clock.
Turned a little panicky there at the end, didn't it?
Yeah, it was. Everybody's running around, but it's because our lines were a little mixed up with B not being on that top line, and you have some more inexperienced players out there. And the coach is screaming at you to ice it, which you're probably panicking about anyway if you don't understand why.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Which gets back to the point you made. Don't spend a lot of time in the penalty box here tonight, right?
Yeah, directly. Yeah, I mean, that's two for us so far, both on B.
Yep.
So not terrible, under our average.
Yeah, not bad, and that was coincidentals too, so it wasn't like, it was still 5-on-5 hockey. We had one of our best players off the ice at that point. Well, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. Or if you need anything in the glass department, new mirror, quality shower doors, new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Greg and Michaela here tonight, Dawson Halverson at the WOGO Studios. After two periods, it's CFM 2 and Hayward 1 on WOGO. This is Sabres Hockey. Back in 3 minutes.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Another tight one here tonight for CFM. They have played 8 of their 13 games, decided by 2 goals or less. It really haven't been that many games where it's been lopsided one way or the other. So what can you expect? It seems like every night it's a close one.
Yeah, there haven't been many easy ones, that's for sure. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that they're being outscored 2-1 in the third period this year. So there's been quite a few games where they've went into the third with the lead and either like given away the whole lead or just make it harder on themselves in the third period. And that's something important, you know, when your legs are already being a little tired. I noticed that towards the end of that second period, we had kind of abandoned that nice strong forecheck we brought at the beginning. That was kind of the game changer. As we got tired, we got a little bit lazy, and that's where we saw Hayward really have those last rushes. So got to make it a little bit easier on ourselves with our legs. And, you know, I'm hoping that we can get another one early. That's kind of been the trend here. Mm-hmm. Get another one early and not worry so much. But I don't think 2-1 is going to be our finish here.
I don't think so either. Yeah, you talked about lack of scoring in the third period. It's almost the exact opposite. The first period and the third, CFM has outscored their opponents 17-7 in the first, and then have been outscored themselves 18-9 in the third period. So we've got to weather the storm here and see if we can get one, like you said, early in the third stanza.
Yep, we got to start finishing games here, and that's something that's going to be even more important. Obviously, the playoffs come, and no game's an easy game. Not that they've had any anyway, but you know, being able to finish a game strong in the back half of the second and the third period is so important come playoff time. So kind of got to get that part figured out. I don't know if it's a legs thing where you got to skate a little bit harder in practice or what, but it's definitely been a weakness here so far.
Well, Tony threw in that third line a little bit in the second period and may have to do that even more in the third.
Yeah, and I didn't see anything out of them that you wouldn't have confidence in them about. You know, sometimes you get a little bit nervous when they're that young to throw in your third line when it's just a goal game, but any line can give up a goal at any time.
Sure.
So you have to have that confidence in them. And, I mean, I've seen just a couple of really nice shifts out of them where I think that go ahead and play them a couple more times, you know, yeah. Get them in your rotation a little bit more.
All right, 2-1 the count for CFM goals by Madeline Hebert at 8:32 of the first, and then at 2:16 of the second period, it was Ashley Sloop, the defenseman, who just jumped into the play, and Ashley picks up the goal for CFM, and that is her second of the season to make it 2-1 after two periods here. Well, don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being at your best at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. CVOSM.com/WOGO. All right, WOGO Radio, AM 680, 103.1 FM, and we're worldwide at WOGO.com tonight from the Chippewa Ice Arena. Greg Stewart along with Madeline, along with Dawson Halverson back at our WOGO studios. Michaela Hogan here at the rink here joining me on the air tonight. And a 2-1 count for CFM as we head towards the third Thursday night hockey. We'll be back.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Here we go to the third period tonight. CFM up 2-1 over the Hayward Hurricanes, and anticipating pretty active third period. Got some body blows a little bit in the second, so we'll see if it continues to mount and heat up a little bit in the third, huh?
Yeah, I hope not.
Yeah,
hope we can
like
play
a nice
clean third period, 5-on-5 hockey the whole time.
That would be great. We'll take it. Hayward coming out of their locker room, ready to rock and roll here. Won't be long before CFM hits the ice as well. Help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants and children and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. It's S-I-M, the number 4, kids.com. Shots 17 apiece here.
Yeah, I mean, we talked earlier about how the first two matchups were so even, and it was such, you know, they're such equally matched teams, and now we saw shots 7-7 after the first, 17-17 after the second, handful of penalties on each side. I mean, really, it doesn't get a whole lot more perfectly matched
right. up. Yep. So let's see who becomes the star here in the third period. And Hayward had their top player score their lone goal. That's Riley Springer. Big play. You look at Springer and then Sheehan, and it's like night and day. Springer's big player. Sheehan's small but very quick.
Yeah, and then their other winger, Haley Obie, same thing. Smaller, quick, and it works out in the fact that those two kind of get going, get the motor going, get the puck moving, and then Springer kind of hangs out up top and just gets the feeds. It's a good little yin-yang situation they have going over in Hayward.
All right, Springer out there right now, and her teammate Sheehan on this line, and Obie last to hit the ice, and Tony Menard will counter with his first line of Cheminar, Brianna, and Page up front. And defensively, it's going to be Berg and Frenette for CFM. And Springer comes right in off the draw and launches a shot on Cassie, who makes the save. Swallows it right up there.
That's not the first time we've tried to center a puck in all three zones. It just ends up on Hayward's stick. We're doing a lot of stuff through the middle that we need to be keeping outside.
They're good enough. Let's not give them any help here. Into the elbow in the CFM zone. Jammed against the wall. Held at the point by Owen Hadley. Owen, and a dish is a pass up here to Reece Sheehan, the freshman, who walked in, and like you said, a little shy when it comes to the physical part of the game, but she launched a shot in there and then dropped down to the ice.
Yeah, much better presence by her that time. Looked like she was a little more comfortable with the puck on her stick.
So the face-off in the CFM zone. This one right on. And her with the save, and punched right back in by Hayward. It looks like they want to be that next team to score to tie it up. Here's a one-timer on net. And they're starting to watch the rubber.
Luckily, they think she has a target on her stomach. I think that's three in a row. They've just fired right at that Saber head.
Yep. 16-17 left to go. Sabres need to clear it out to center. Get something cooking offensively. And the stiff lifted up. And Hayward with another point-blank shot. And finally, this one is angled out of the zone. And CFM finally, after what, almost 2 minutes, gets it out to neutral ice and into the Hayward end of the ice here. Hayward's got it right now on the wall in the in their own zone. Hayward player fell down. No call right there. And the Hurricanes have it. Up the ice comes Sheehan. Races one on four. Sheehan comes in. Gots it. Gets a shot, but that one deflected into the left wing corner. Picks up her own rebound. Back to the point. Hayward's got it right there. They dish it right back to Sheehan. She drifts back, trying to hold the zone. She does, and Springer's got it for Hayward. She'll roll in behind our net. Tries to turn one out in front, and this one back to the point, and a one-timer on net. As her saw it all the way, there's no traffic in front of her, and she'll hang on with 15-18 left to go in the period. This one might come down to our sophomore goaltender this period.
Yeah,
huh?
Again, with the onslaught early, two very different teams came out of the locker room here for this third period. That's evident.
Yeah. CFM just hasn't hit the ice yet. It's like they're still in the locker room. Out of neutral. Center circle. Scooped up there by the Hurricanes. They got it into the zone but couldn't organize. Here's Joey Cheminar. Lays that one off the wall into the Hayward zone. Retreating is Johnson, the defenseman for the Hurricanes, and stepping up at the point was Ashley Sloop. Sloop got it into the left wing corner and a shot on net. And the save made by Wobler, and then didn't appreciate the CFM player coming in there. Maybe had some
a
words
late touch. Yeah, something went on, definitely. I don't think it was any over-the-top thing. Paige just kind of followed the puck to the glove. Yep. But
14:45 left to go. Face-off in the Hayward zone. Biskin in the corner. She is bodied up against the Dasher. Two-on-two hockey here as Hayward player's stick came down on the ice. And a centering pass right there for Hebert. Madeline heading down the slot, couldn't control. It kicks off her stick into the left wing corner, and Hayward's going to be called for an icing right here with 14:22 left to go in the third period.
That's a couple times now where Emma Lynn's kind of forced the puck to the middle, and I think she has enough space and time to have a little patience and carry it a little more. When we're just constantly forced into the middle of the ice in the offensive zone, we're always seeing him get cleared, kicked to the corner. Unless that pass is really there, I'm not sure we should be taking the chance on it.
They're in the right wing wheel for the faceoff. And Emma Lynn carried it into the corner. This one's going to come back to the point. Addison Fournette winds. That one deflected right back to her. A shot taken. Scooped up by Johnson. Jillian will skate up the ice. Back out to neutral, but the intercept right there for Biscuit. Now it's loose. Hayward has it. 13:56 left to go. Gunned into the zone. Hard, it wraps around. Sheehan trying to skate over to get it for the Hurricanes. Can't get it in time. And this one's going to float back into the Hayward zone with 13:45 left to go, third period. Shots 23-19 in favor of the Hurricanes. And they have owned the third period. There's a centering pass for Sprenger. And just couldn't find it. Hard pass to the captain. The junior captain for Hayward. And CFM holds his zone, stepping up nicely right there is Addison Fournette. It's on the half wall in the CFM zone with 13:12 and counting left to go, third period. 2-1 lead for the Sabres here tonight. A goal in the first, a goal in the second. Hayward got their lone tally in the second period themselves. And this one banked off the wall for Kinley Lau. She'll turn and slings one into the left wing corner. This one's going to come around to the right side in the Hayward zone. 12:40 left second, third period. Still inside the Hayward zone. CFM trying to get something cooking right here. And it's going to be Kinley Lau with the puck for a moment. Then she fell. And Hayward's got it behind their goal line. Picked up right there by Brooke Brennan. Brennan's going to skate from left to right behind her tender, and Hayward is going to fire this one all the way down the ice. 12:20 left to go with the icing call right here.
Another nice shift by the third line. Kept the puck in the zone for about a minute, ended with a Hayward ice. That's exactly what you're looking for. They had a couple of chances. It looked like Lau could have drawn a penalty there. She went down on a little bit of a hook trip that wasn't called, but another really nice shift.
Face off in the Hayward zone as Joey Chevenauer tried to take her draw and walk it right to the cage. Chevenauer in back of a goaltender now, and Hayward's got it. Peels it off the Dasher and up and out. Here they come. Hayward, Lily Etchison into the zone, turns, fires one, drifted wide of the net, went into the left wing elbow with 11:53 left to go, and it's going to be steered out by Emma Berg. Berg walked it up the ice, then had it stripped, and Hayward's got it right now, just a few feet into their own zone. They'll ram one into the CFM, into the ice, 11:35 left to go, left to right, and this one's going to float all the way back out to neutral ice, and Sheehan tracks it down for Hayward. She'll send it back for a D. They'll work it into the CFM zone, and the Sabres have it right now. Burnett tried to carry it out, lost it, but got some puck support. And here is Emmalyn Stevenson into the zone. Lost it as she came in a few feet into the Hayward, into the ice. 11:09 left to go. This one drifts in back of Cassie Herb. And Hayward able to hold the zone there. Sheehan, near the end of her shift, wheeled back and kept the zone. But this one's going to be jammed out right there by Biskin. Had some room to maneuver and didn't realize it. Could have walked herself up the ice, but gave her right back to Hayward. 10:45 left to go, third period. Bumped around inside the CFM zone. High now in the CFM end of the ice, and Here comes Emmalyn Stevenson. Stevenson by herself was trying to make a move, then lost the puck. And Hayward's got it right now, right along the boards behind their tender. Emmalyn battling for it. And this one's going to be cleared by Hayward, and this should draw the icing call right here. 10-19 left to go, third period. And the Sabres hanging on to a one-goal edge here.
Yeah, I thought we had another chance. I think Emmalyn tried to do a little more than she normally does. Usually she'll just kind of throw that puck on net and attack it. Tried to pull it across and mishandled the puck, but that was another good opportunity.
Here's Joey Schemenauer for the Sabres into the right wing corner. And Hayward's got it right now as they try to carry it out. They're stopped as they tried to exit their zone. And a battle develops behind the goaltender, Robler. Here is CFM. Wheeling and dealing is Brianna as she came onto the right wing wheel, heading toward the slot, pulled the trigger on a shot. That one deflected, and it's loose in the Hayward zone. Picked up at the point by Ashley Sloop, looking for a second goal. And a hard shot got to the tender. Robler with the save right there, as it's steered into the left wing corner. Here is Brianna on the forecheck. Back to Sloop. Ashley turns and fires a shot. Knocked out in front, and here comes Hayward. Countering it is Ranky as she comes in. Beat the D and fired a hard wrist shot off Cassandra and cleared back to neutral ice with 9:14 left to go. CFM's got it. They go D to D. Now they'll look up the ice. Here's Madeline Hebert. Took a feed, skated about 10 feet, and then lost the puck as it's dropped back in the CFM zone. We nearly handed it off to Hayward. It's kicked around the zone, and Sloop picks it up and fires it back out to neutral ice as we tick under 9 minutes to play here in the third period. A 2-1 lead for CFM. Sprenger turns, shuttles a pass up the ice into the CFM zone. It's in the corner. Sheehan with those quick skates here. Moved from left to right. Tried to open up some ice. Got away from the D. And the puck on the half wall in the CFM zone. And Biskin picks it up. Here is Addison across the line. And a shot on net. That one is padded to the wall on the near side by Wolber. The Hayward Hurricanes goaltender with 8:10 left to go. Nice shot by Addison from long distance. Here is Hayward into the CFM, into the ice. CFM trying to work it up the ice. They finally do. And here is Rayanne Furstenberg on this third line. Furstenberg turns, fires a shot. That one drifted just wide of the net. Back to the point. And Emma Berg tried to tee one up, couldn't do it. This one's going to float back for Fredette. She'll hand off to Berg on the near side. Is Tessa Lysis.
Tessa Lysis
goes in, fires, and she scores! Oh, what a great play by number 20 to make it 3-1 as she was falling down.
We're going to make her mom
mad. What a shot that was, huh?
That was just another, I mean, that's that third line again.
And there was a trip call at the end, too. You could see her.
Yeah, Bobby Orr-esque flying through the air, trip behind her, pucks in the net. That was just another hard-working goal. The third line did everything right, had a little rush, got the puck to the middle. Kinley did a great job of forcing herself to the net again. She had that good chance in the second period, too, where she wouldn't be denied. And there you saw it again, and she was able to bury the puck. That's a huge, huge goal. That's going to be all the momentum for CFM. You're really going to get behind one of your teammates when they do something like that. Oh, get to the middle, Joey.
Furstenberg will get an assist. And so Lau picked up the goal here in the third period. Furstenberg with the assist. Kenley Lau with the goal right there. Her first of the season. And the call there at the end as well. And it's 3-1. Got a little insurance, even though we were outplayed early in the period, huh?
Yeah, that's big. That's really going to change the momentum. Nothing was really going our way. Now we got kind of to think about what Hayward's trying to do. play a little more defensively in the offensive zone. Keep that F3 high and don't let that first line beat us.
7:09 left to go here in the game, and got a little insurance third period. Stepping up, and there's a call that's going to go against Emma Lynn. Just kind of quit skating, got her stick in the Hayward player's feet. And they're going to call it a body check.
What's
more
it?
Like a trip to me.
A slash trip hybrid,
yeah,
for sure. She kind of took a hack at that back leg, not realizing that the girl was kind of going down anyway, and we didn't need that extra. But, hey, we're on the kill. You know, no reason to let momentum go down here. Just play our game. Get in shooting lanes. 17, you see on the point. She's got good hands and a good shot. She's going to shoot it when she wants.
Big time right now for Hayward, trailing by 2 goals. As they got the man advantage, 6:46 left to go. And the intercept right there. Nice job by Addison Fournette to pick it off and dump it down the ice. 1:40 left to go.
Ooh.
And the goaltender was out. And Joey Chaminard with a chance. She was a chaser. And I don't know where the goaltender, Wobler, went. But she was out of her net. Joey saw the puck come right onto her stick and had a chance right there. But Hayward collapsed their D a little bit and got back in time. 1:19 left to go. The puck pumped off the wall. Not cleared out, but here is a nice play right there by Fernand again to drop it down the ice. And Hayward's got it right now. Here is Hadley Owen. Owen tries to hand off. She does to Johnson. Johnson had to retreat to get to some open ice, and they'll give it to the dangerous Riley Springer. Comes into the zone. Launches a hard shot on the near post. Was Cassandra. And makes the save, and it's cleared all the way down. With 40 seconds to go on the Hurricanes power play as we go to 5:30 left in the game clock. 3-1 lead on the third period goal right here by Kinley Lau. Her first of the season. And here comes Jillian Johnson, crosses into CFM territory, walks it into the corner, has it intercepted, wrapped around the boards by Fournette. She's been all over it defensively. And takes the fist pump right there from her teammate, Bow. Emma Berg. And Hayward's got it in the corner with 4:55 left to go here in the third period.
Oh, one move.
And here comes Emmalyn Stevenson right now. We're back to 5-on-5 hockey. Emmalyn with a shot right there. And Madeline Hebert mixing it up down low just outside the Hayward paint. It is Sheehan who's got it right now for Hayward. Sheehan wheels and deals in her own zone. We're at 4:30 left to go in the game, and Sheehan's got it right now. Racing up the ice, crosses the blue stripe into CFM zone. And Fournette again has been all over it. Fournette's got it. Works it around the dasher, up and out. Biskin now for CFM. Turns, fires it in. The Hayward player jumped in on it, then fell down. Biskin, though, at the end of her shift, couldn't finish up on that. And the puck loose out of neutral ice. Here comes Hayward. Sheehan's got it. Tried to toe drag the puck, and Sheehan sends it back for a D. Here is Brooke Brennan. Brennan's got it for Hayward, and CFM clears it out to neutral ice. And here comes Joey Chaminard. Joey trying to head down the slot. Defense collapsed on her, and she'll work it to the corner. Joey's got it right here. Turns, tried to rip a shot toward the net. That knocked down by Hayward, and it's loose in behind the goaltender with 3.5 left to go, third period. On WOGO Radio, a 3-1 lead for CFM, trying to win the rubber match of the three-game set with Hayward. And Biskin looking for it, had it off her stick, knew she had touched it but couldn't find it. But here is Joey. Turns, wires one in. And Wobler got a little bit of that, and the coach is calling for a body check call on that, but won't get it. Here is Biskin for CFM. Hayward in the midst of a change. They get on her very quickly. Biskin launched one in. 2:55 left to go here in the third period. Loose in the right wing corner of the Hayward zone. CFM trying to pin him at their end of the ice here as time winds down the third period with a 2-goal lead. Hayward Tries to work it out. Nice back check right there by Emmalyn Stevenson. Keep it caught up in the zone. And it's still in the Hayward defensive zone and finally pops back out. Biskin's right there to corral it at the center stripe. Here is Page. Turns, angles one off the boards. Loose out at the center circle. And right onto the tape of Madeline Hebert. Turns, fires one gently into the Hayward zone. And the Hurricanes have it. They can't get their goaltender out here. They trail by two. And CFM trying to keep it at their end of the ice. Here is Page. Crosses the blue line. Dumps one into the right wing corner. We tick it under 2 minutes to play. And Hayward's got it right now. Their D lays it ahead here for the forwards. And Sheehan's got it. Got those wheels. Sheehan wheels and deals up the ice. Hands off here to Riley Springer in the CFM zone. With a minute 38 left to go, and it's top of the wheel on the near side looking for the goaltender. See if she exits toward the bench here with 1:28 left to go. She's looking, but no call yet from head coach Emily Stark in the center circle right now. Here is Lily Etchison, and there's the intercept by CFM as we go down to 1:15 left to go in the game. Hayward's got it. They'll carry it up the ice. Nice forecheck right there by Madeline Hebert. And she'll turn. Got a shot toward the net. It went wide. Biskin on the back check. Keeps it pinned inside the zone as we go under a minute to play here in the third period. A battle for it in the right wing corner in the Hayward zone. Back to the point. Nice keep by Emma Berg. And this one's going to roll into the right wing corner. Loose and a backhand try on net. A rebound try right there. Hebert in on it. Biskin down there as well. And still 3-1 count. Here comes Hayward crossing the line. And a one-timer that drifts high over the net. And the Hayward coach has decided to keep her goaltender in here with 25 seconds left to go. Fernette searching for it. Here is Riley Springer, turns, walks toward the hole, and wires a shot in on net on Cassandra, but she made the save and angles that one into the corner as we go under 10 seconds to play here. Fernette's got it. It's going to pin it up against the yellow stripe with 3 seconds left to go. 2-1, and that will do it. The final count, CFM 3, and Hayward 1 here tonight. Shots were 27-26. That's how close it was. 27-26 in favor of the Sabres.
Yeah, a little bit of an interesting finish there. I'm a little surprised Hayward's coach didn't pull their goalie at the end. They, you know, they had a lot of time in the offensive zone, just over a minute and a half left, which is kind of your standard, especially when you're two down. But she just didn't see the opportunity or maybe feel the need that, you know, pulling her goalie would really do anything. But yeah, it was a hard-fought game that, you know, Kinley Lau's goal there halfway through the third really kind of changed the complexion and kind of changed how CFM, they did a really nice job making those adjustments where they started getting the puck deep, a more relaxed forecheck. I don't know what they were seeing in the D-zone trying to do cross-ice passes or anything in the middle. I never saw anything that opened up all game, but they kind of held back on some of those more poor turnovers. But, yeah, it was a great finish. Another really tight game. I mean, again, you can't stress how much these teams, how evenly matched these teams are.
Yeah. CFM takes 2 of 3 from Hayward, and the Sabres go to 8-6 in the year, and that breaks a 6-game winning streak for Hayward, and they are now 10-6 on the season. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. And Culver's of Lake Halley's hiring wages up to $18 an hour. You can apply online at culvers.com/careers or in person at Culver's of Lake Halley. We'll have our Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap coming up, and we'll be back in 2 minutes here on WOGO.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
A 3-1 final here for CFM, and they beat Hayward. So, Coach Tony Menard up here, he went 2 out of 3, Coach, from the Hurricanes. But none of them are easy, right?
None of them. I mean, those are, I think, two evenly matched teams that are going to battle for 51 minutes. And yeah. It showed tonight. We had to make sure that we were playing smart once we got that lead there in the third period. You know, so happy for Kinley to get her first career goal in that situation. To, you know, it was a great neutral zone regroup. Emmy made a nice pass to Tessa, and Tessa got that puck to the middle, and, you know, Kinley was able to finish the puck, and that gave that extra energy there to finish that game out. You know, when a girl gets her first goal in a big situation like that, the team really gets behind it and found a way to finish that. And, I mean, Cassie was phenomenal in that. Early on, we left her out to dry a couple times on some odd rushes and breakaways against their best players. And, you know, she really kept us in the game early, because it could have been, you know, 3-1 going into the second intermission there.
Absolutely. In fact, your team came out here in the third period just really looked sluggish, like they were still, their heads were still in the locker room.
Yeah, we definitely on the bench had to get them going, had to get them trying to figure out how to come out here and compete for the third period, because those first 5 minutes, first couple shifts on both of those lines were not to our standard. And, you know, once they kind of got their feet back, got back out on the ice, you know, it's been two battles this week so far for them. So hopefully tomorrow we're able to get some rest and take care of business over in Menominee against the Union.
Yeah, this is a game you wanted really bad to beat Hayward and get continue some momentum. You got two wins in a row here.
Yeah, two big wins against two teams that we've lost to this year. You know, when we have a kind of a young group, you know, we have a big junior group. You got a couple seniors in some spots. But young girls in some new roles, and, you know, like we talked about, you know, early our special teams have not been great, but penalty kill did a great job tonight. We had two penalties that we had to kind of kill off. One was right there in the third period, and we did a good job of holding our ground and keeping the game in our favor. And down the stretch, you're going to have to play good in the third period. And when you are in the box, you're going to have to find a way to make some big kills in the third period. And the girls were able to do that.
Oh, we're talking about your third line. And they got a little into the mix in the second period. You used them more in the third. Could you see kind of your first two lines getting worn out? And you just felt like, I got to get that third line in. And they did a good job here tonight.
Yeah, especially when you have competitive games only 2 days apart and you're having to work hard. The legs just haven't been there quite as much as we want to this year. So we, you know, that third line's been able to hold their own throughout the entire season. And we just want to make sure that we're giving them good matchups when they're out on the ice. You know, we try to make sure it's either against their third line or the second line. And they found a way to go out there and get it done. They got out there against 19 a couple times and held their own. So just their effort's going to make sure that they're staying in the right positions and doing the right things. And when you get effort with some girls that are in the right position, they're going to not make as many mistakes as, you know, some girls that just start running around. So they do a really good job playing their position, knowing their role on the team right now.
Well, the games come early and often here mm-hmm. at this time of the year. Mm-hmm. You've had two games in close mm-hmm. proximity here, and then Saturday over at Menominee again mm-hmm. for a game, and mm-hmm. you know, just
keeps
one
going
after another. Huh?
Yep. Yeah, this two-week stretch, we knew it was going to be a busy stretch for us with six games in the 2 weeks. After that, it kind of lightens up there a little bit. And then we go, like we talked about, we have a tough stretch in November and really want to make sure that we're playing our best hockey going into those four games to have some confidence against the top four teams in the state. And, you know, if we're able to get two of the four, in February, we'll be pretty happy. And, you know, I think we'll be able to clean up some stuff against the Fusion, not let Sumby kind of beat us like she did in the first game. And we've had some good luck against the Storm the last 2 years. So, you know, we get to go play in Marathon County, which is better than going to the Big Sheet over there. So yeah. It'll be a little bit more of a evenly matched game, I think, because we're not going to be playing on the big ice. And, you know, they still have the same goalie in net. So we knew how to take advantage of her last year. So we'll have to make sure that we're doing the same thing there. But we got a lot of games in between there and a lot of winnable games. And we're getting the confidence right now. And that's the big thing. And yeah. we're playing smart. Took a couple penalties I didn't want to, in tonight's game, and we'll make sure to address that and we'll keep moving forward. But I think overall, you know, having, you know, our third and our second lines getting the puck in the net tonight, you know, first line got the, you know, majority of the goals Tuesday night, and for the other two lines to chip in tonight was phenomenal. And for yeah. Ashley Sloop to go out there,
isn't that great?
You know, yeah. she took a smart shot, saw her opportunity. And we need that out of our defensemen. We have a couple, you know, with Kaylee being back, or not Kaylee, sorry, Addie being back there. You know, for her, she was a forward last year. We actually gave her a shift when Bree went in the box there on that, I'm drawing a blank here.
Coincidental.
Yep.
And so she's got the ability to skate it up. Emmy's got the ability to skate it up, and so does Ashley. So if we can get those girls in the mix there, it's just going to help out the take the load off of the forwards a little bit.
Yeah, Ashley with her second goal of the mm-hmm. year. I think that was a kind of a pivotal goal right mm-hmm. there
yeah.
for your defenseman.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of that even stalemate, and we needed that one to kind of give us that little bit of a cushion. So, you know, they came out and they got one after that. You know, Riley had a great shot there on that far mm-hmm. boards. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing Cassie can do about that shot.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, try to do her position the best she can. But outside of that, it was a great win.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to Sloop's goal right here. That was at 7, 2:16 of the second period. Ashley Sloop to the right wing corner. Hayward's got it at the point. Now CFM with the strip. And here comes Ashley
Sloop into the zone. Sloop.
There you go. Ashley with a goal and picks up her second of the season.
So happy for her, happy for Kinley. You know, Maddie's been in the right spot a lot this year. She found a way to be in front of the net on that first goal. So just being in the right spot, taking advantage of your opportunities. We're very opportunistic on our goals here today, and that's what it's going to take moving forward.
All right. Well, Coach, congrats. You get your 8th win of the year, and we'll see the team again
next week,
a week from tonight.
Against our first Minnesota team in a long time for the program. So
yeah.
I think that
Rochester Mayo.
Yeah, to Hogan's. Well, the year after Hogan, when we went over to Farmington in a tournament, that was probably the last Minnesota team we played. So.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. In fact, we have a doubleheader. Girls game first, and the boys play the second game, and we'll enjoy watching lots of hockey next Thursday night. So let's do our Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey, Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. CFM struck first at 8:32 of the first period. It was Madeline Hebert with the goal for Madeline. That's her fifth of the season. And the assists went to Emmeline Stevenson and Addison Biskin at 8:32. And then a two-goal lead for CFM. We just played you Ashley's goal, 2:16 of the second. It was Sloop with help from Madeline Hebert and a 2-1 lead, a 2-0 lead. Then Hayward came down to make it 2-1 in the second. It was their big gun, number 19, that coach talked about, Riley Springer, the junior, with some help from Hadley Owen at 9:30, and that cut the lead in half. And Hayward came out in the third period just with the afterburners on, and we had to weather the storm thanks to Cassandra Hare and the goaltender, sophomore goaltender, played very well here. And then we came back with that goal at 9:27 of the third. Kinley Lau picks up her first career CFM goal. And Rianne Furstenberg on that third line with the helper. And that was how the scoring went here tonight in a 3-1 win for CFM. That's your Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap. And, you know, we had our times where we were a little bit back waiting for Hayward to do something. But at least we got the goals we needed and got the saves we needed. And got the win.
Yeah, I think it says a lot that those number, you know, those top four goal scorers didn't see the score sheet. You know, it gives you a lot more confidence to your other your teammates. When Ashley Sloop scored, I think I saw the biggest smile I've ever seen, and the girls attacked her, and Kinley Lau scores, and she got dogpiled in front of the net.
Exactly.
I mean, what that does to your team when it's not just like the same old song and dance, the same players, that really gives that next step of momentum. So I think that's got to be kind of a vote of confidence too going forward, that other people can get the job done. You don't have to rely on B and Joey and Paige and Emma Lynn to do all the work, which had kind of been how the season's been going.
Yeah. All right, so 3-1 the final here again. CFM beats Hayward, and they go to 8-6 overall. Hayward, that six-game winning streak has ended, and they are 10-6. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics here for CFM hockey. Well, that's it for our time here tonight. We'll be back on the air on Saturday night, a special edition of Chi High Hockey, as the Cards have a game squeezed in here on their schedule. Just added this week, it's University School up here against the Chi High boys team. We'll be on the air at 7:40. Note that time, an hour later than usual, 7:40 Saturday night here at the Chippewa Ice Arena as the Cards host University School. For Michaela Hogan, I'm Greg Stewart. Final score again, 3-1. Thanks to Dawson Halverson for doing his usual terrific job back at the WOGO studios. And we will see you, talk to you Saturday night for Cards Hockey from the Chippewa Ice Arena. I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thanks for listening to Sabres Hockey on WOGO. Coverage of the Sabres has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, Holly Bovee with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Culver's of Lake Halley, and by Berry Global of Chippewa Falls. Now, please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk Around the Clock on WOGO. Rejoin our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.